At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
There are debates. There are hot takes. There are strong opinions. But in the quest for the truth, there is only one way to get the final say. It's time to fire up the Bartometer.
I asked the Bartometer tonight. The Bartometer, my machine that I have created, runs on artificial intelligence. Funnier every time. I asked the Bartometer, with the NFL draft coming up, with Cam Ward set to go number one, what have been the top number one overall picks that have ever happened? And it was spitting out names like Charlie Trippi and Bill Dudley and Chuck Benarek. Guys that are certainly worth their place in history, but I don't know that we can discuss their great careers off the top of my head. So I narrowed it down. And I said, okay, just give me the best, like, give me the best number one overall picks from, and I said a random year, I don't know, 1969. And the Bartometer quickly told me that's when O.J. Simpson was drafted number one. So I said, okay, let's change it. Let's just do my lifetime. Let's just do my lifetime. The best number one overall pick in the NFL draft in my lifetime, born in May of 1984. So the first draft would have been 1985. So no Irving Fryer in 84, no John Elway in 83, no Earl Campbell in 78. We're just looking back to 1985, the best number one overall draft picks of the last 40 years. And we got to this place because I also asked it the best. I asked it the worst, right? I asked it, because it's sports media and we like to, you know, ridicule people rather than build them up. So I said, what were the worst number one overall picks? And I got some names like Courtney Brown, Steve Entman, but a lot of these guys that are considered the worst overall picks, they were good picks, but then they got hurt. And I don't know that you can predict that they're going to get hurt. Sometimes guys come in with injury histories and you're like, okay, we're a little cautious. But you can't just know that a guy's going to get hurt. Like, Peyton Manning was a great pick. What if he got hurt his second year and then never played again? We'd think that he sucked. If you're a guy like Jamarcus Russell, who's just bad, okay, yeah, then you can go up there. So that one I felt like it's too hard to know. A lot of these were good pick until it got hurt. Good pick till it got hurt. So I just want to look at best number one overall picks. And it's harder to rank some of the more recent guys because they're not as accomplished as some of the other guys from 40 years ago. So these may change. This list may change over time. But I asked the Bartometer, factor in when they were taken, obviously number one, who they were taken by, who the teams could have selected instead of, I thought was important for the conversation, and the success that they ended up having. So the best number one draft picks, overall number one in the NFL since 1985. At number eight, and right away, we're going to say, okay, if you do this in 20 years, this may change based on the career that he would have. But right now, at number eight is Joe Burrow of the Cincinnati Bengals, taken number one in 2020. This was a big draft. Justin Herbert, Tua. It was tank for Tua for a while. Jordan Love went later. Jalen Hurts as well. But Joe Burrow taken number one, took the Bengals to a Super Bowl. We'll take them to a Super Bowl again this year, I think. Or maybe the Bills. Haven't decided. Chase Young went number two, so they could have gone a different direction. But Joe Burrow being a Super Bowl participant, Joe Burrow being a guy that's clearly a top four quarterback in this league right now, the Bengals selecting him, getting him to sign another contract, getting him to then make sure his buddies were signed to another contract. This was a great pick in 2020 when there were options on the board. Joe Burrow at number eight. At number seven, Jared Goff being taken number one in 2016 by the Los Angeles Rams comes in at number seven. Now, in his own right, Jared Goff also getting to a Super Bowl with the Rams and having a nice portion of his career there. The other guy they could have taken at quarterback was Carson Wentz. So they decided to go Goff with Wentz, which did work out. And it worked out again because he did very well. He was good in 2017 when he got them to the playoffs. 28 touchdowns, just 7 picks. Eventually got them to a Super Bowl as well in year 3. And then also factoring this in is he was a part of the trade that helped them get Matt Stafford, which then got them a Super Bowl championship. Matthew Stafford, by the way, also a number one overall pick in 2009, not on this list. So Matthew Stafford, not on this list. Jared Goff is. The tiebreaker being is that Jared Goff got the Rams to a Super Bowl and then eventually won them a Super Bowl via trading for Matthew Stafford. So the Bartometer really factoring that in. No Matthew Stafford on this list being the number one pick in 2009, but Jared Goff is at number seven. Number six, Patriots had a choice in 1993 between Washington State's Drew McQueen Bledsoe, real name, or Notre Dame's Richard Franklin Meyer. And they chose Drew Bledsoe over Rick Meyer. Drew Bledsoe got them to a Super Bowl. Drew Bledsoe, a very good quarterback in his own right. A Pro Bowler 3 times prior to the year that Tom Brady took over. But was playing Pro Bowl football at that time, too. Then eventually he got hurt and Tom Brady came in. But Bledsoe had gotten them at least to a point where Brady could come in and really start that era with the team that Drew Bledsoe had kind of helped cultivate as quarterback. He was a good quarterback. He went to a Super Bowl. He inadvertently ushered in the Tom Brady era. Drew Bledsoe on this list at number six. Number five, best number one picks, overall number one picks in the NFL in the last 40 years is Eli Manning. Now, Eli Manning will be a Hall of Famer. isn't quite yet. Got two Super Bowls with the Giants. Problem with Eli's career is he did really good in the beginning, and then a lot of years that was mediocre were mediocre with very little playoff appearances. Now, the Giants got Eli because Eli didn't want to play in San Diego. So San Diego ends up getting Phillip Rivers. If the Giants make a trade and end up getting Phillip Rivers, you know, how much different is that career? Although likely would not have happened. He would have just fallen to them. Wouldn't have been a number one overall pick. But how different is the future of the Giants post that? We don't know. It's a fun what if. But Eli Manning, number one overall, via a trade, getting him, winning a couple of Super Bowls. He's in at number five. Number four. The greatest show on turf. Kurt Warner, Marshall Faulk, Torrey Holt, Isaac Bruce. One of the reasons they had a lot of success was because in 1997, the Rams took Orlando Pace at tackle at number one, who may have been just the best player on that team. Now, they could have gone that year off the offensive line. Darrell Russell goes number two, defensive tackle, Raiders. Sean Springs, cornerback, goes number three. Peter Boulware. These are some guys that made Pro Bowls, but Orlando Pace, clearly the best player to be taken at number one in that draft. And the Rams did that and were able to have an anchor for an eventual Super Bowl winning team, getting back a little bit later, losing to the Rams. But Orlando Pace, seven straight Pro Bowls, quietly and consistently the best player, perhaps, on the greatest show on turf. He comes in at number four. Number three. Four Super Bowl appearances, no wins, but a good pick in 1985 at number one for the Buffalo Bills. Bruce Smith, the NFL sack king. 15 Hall of Fame seasons. This decision got questioned a little bit back in 1985. People weren't so sure that they made the right move. A couple of other guys that got drafted, Bill Frelick, guard. Ray Childress, defensive tackle. Chris Dolman, a nice Hall of Fame career at number four that year. But this was the guy that they went with at number one, and it certainly paid off in terms of production. Has the most sacks of anyone ever since sacks started being counted in 1982.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
And is one of the few guys, I believe. Bartometer, back me up on this. Defensive Player of the Year twice, named to two different all-decade teams as well, which did not happen for a lot of guys. So Bruce Smith getting in there, drafted number one by the Bills in 1985. At number two, you We're looking at the best number one overall pick in the NFL in the last 40 years. Most lists will give you Peyton Manning, Colts, 1998. The Bartometer is not giving you Peyton Manning at number one. It is giving you Peyton Manning at number two. As a rookie, Peyton Manning threw 28 interceptions. The Colts stood by him, thankfully. Five MVPs, that boggles the brain, right? So there should be a lesson there, first of all, that, hey, stick with some of these rookie quarterbacks. So his success, individually and team success, they did get a Super Bowl in Indianapolis. Very deserving and could be number one and is on many other lists and should be. Another big factor is, what was the debate that year? Peyton Manning or Ryan Leaf? Some say real embrace debate nature of where we're at was born out of the Ryan Leaf, Peyton Manning discussion. Peyton Manning, the obvious right call, and should be number one overall. If not for the Bartometer selection at number one. And that is Troy Aikman, Cowboys, 1989. Now, Peyton Manning, by all measures, is a better quarterback than Troy Aikman. Troy Aikman, very accurate. Troy Aikman, maybe, how do I say, the most elite game manager type quarterback of all time? I mean, very good. Troy Aikman's very good. Won and started in three Super Bowls, 11-5 in the playoffs, Pro Football Hall of Fame. Great leader and a great stewardsman of that Cowboys team. That Cowboys team, with all the different things happening on and off the field, to be the Dallas Cowboys quarterback, you need a certain type of leadership, a certain type of personality, which Troy Aikman was able to bring and kind of steady the ship anytime it got a little rocky. But where the Bartometer really likes Troy Aikman as the number one on this list is one of the factors is you look at not only what they've done, but what were the other options? And for a lot of these other teams, it was, boy, Peyton Manning. We sure dodged a bullet by not taking Ryan Leaf, right? For the Dallas Cowboys, what's so unique about the 1989 draft is you almost couldn't screw it up if you have a top five pick. Because four of those guys ended up being Hall of Famers. Barry Sanders at three, Derek Thomas at four, Deion Sanders at five. So they could have taken a different guy, got a Hall of Fame career out of him, but would it have been the same? Would they have won the Super Bowl? Would they have been able to build out the team the rest of the way? They took the right guy at the right position at the right time. And with all those other great options, taking the quarterback, Troy Aikman's number one on this list. Now, what I failed to mention up to this point is they could have also taken the number two pick, Tony Mandridge, the offensive tackle out of Michigan State, who was selected by the Green Bay Packers. So imagine being a Packer fan, knowing that at the number two pick, you could have had Barry Sanders or Derek Thomas or Deion Sanders, and you took Tony Mandridge. So Troy Aikman, via the Bartometer, is the best number one overall pick of the last 40 years in the NFL. Number eight, Joe Burrow. Number seven, Jared Goff. Number six, Drew Bledsoe. Number five, Eli Manning. Number four, Orlando Pace. Number three, Bruce Smith. Number two, Peyton Manning. Number one, how about them Cowboys? Troy Aikman.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into gray bar mode. Yep, gray bar does that.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.